My personal service learning goals for this quarter are to generally just expose myself to working with kids who most of them are living under the poverty level, and also working with kids who have completely different backgrounds than upper middle class whites, namely African American, and there are some Latino kids, I heard, which is exciting to me because, you know, because I speak Spanish, and that'll be fun to work with them. And that's also my ultimate goal in life, is to work with Latino kids. And any fears I have concerning that is probably just at first being really alienated from them, as far as just, it's pretty much what Illich said, that I'm coming from a completely different background than any of those kids, so I don't want to seem just like, what are you doing here? Like, how are you even going to relate with us? So that's my big concern as far as that goes. And then as far as communicating any anxieties I have with the community service project, I probably would just speak directly with the director. I can't remember her name right now, but she's a nice gal. So I'd probably just speak directly with her. And then as far as looking at taking into account the articles, I definitely, just on the bus ride over there, I noticed, because it was like right around commuting time, so there was a lot of commuters, so like white upper class working people, like white collar jobs. And there was four kids who were about 11, four African American kids, and just their patterns of speech were very, well, I don't know how, vulgar, I suppose, like a lot of profanity and everything. And I just noted this sort of everyone around them was kind of ignoring misconduct, if you want, according to like white community standards. So I just thought that was interesting as far as this sort of like ruffian kids, we should ignore them. So I can see definitely that there's, and they're just like 11-year-old kids, and it's obvious that they're just mimicking speech patterns that they hear from their peers, their parents, and older, like older students, you know. So I just thought that was really interesting as far as this, oh, look at how misbehaved they are and how poorly raised, and like all these sort of things that I noticed just in like a half-hour bus ride. So, and I just can't really think about, like, is that incorrect behavior? Like, should they change that? But then at the same time, I don't really think they should, because it's not, to them, it's not anything that's incorrect. It's just how they've been raised. So it's just interesting. And so those things will be interesting to explore throughout the process of service learning. So that's mostly what I'm looking forward to. And just sort of acclimating myself to hearing that and accepting it and sort of just getting over it and not viewing it from some sort of, I don't know, what's educated, what's uneducated, what's right, what's wrong perspective, which I definitely have been raised in a sort of like, oh, you shouldn't use these sorts of words, and this is not proper of a lady, and things like that, which kind of, I think all of that goes out the window if I really want to do anything effective with these kids. So that'll be interesting as well.